The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, we're going to be learning the halachas of Iker and Tafel. This is what the Kitzer calls Din Iker v'Tafel. The halacha of Iker and Tafel, this is Simen Nun Dalet. The concept of Iker v'Tafel is if a person is eating two foods, the Iker, the main food, and the Tafel, the secondary food. He makes a bracha on the Iker, on the main food, and he exempts the Tafel, the secondary food. Let's see halacha Aleph. Im achal shnei devarim, if a person ate two things, two foods, o ochel v'shose, or he's eating and drinking, v'ha'echad ikr etzlo, and one of the foods is the ikr, is the main food, v'hasheni hu tafelo, and the second food is the tafel, is the subordinate food, she'en kavanoso la'achlo ela b'shvil ha'ikr, his intention is only to eat it because of the main food, because of the ikr. V'im lo haya lo ha'ikr, if not for the fact that he had the main food, lo haya ochel klal es ha'tafel, he would not eat the subordinate food. If a person has an ikr and tafel, and the tafel, the subordinate food, is only being eaten because of the ikr, because of the main food. He gives the following example, kigon shecholash libo, that if a person would feel faint, he would feel weak, in order to give himself more strength, ochel dog maliach, he eats a salted fish, let's say a herring, some other fish that was salted, oats known, or a radish. He wants to eat something that's sharp. Ela mepnei shem dvarim charifim, but because these are things that are sharp, ochel gam ma'at pas, he also eats a little bit of bread, al davar acher, or some other food, L'masik ha'charifus, to literally sweeten the sharpness. The implication is that he wants to sort of take away from the sharpness by, after eating that sharp food, he's going to eat bread, some other food. V'chein imis'aveh lishtos yayin sarach, similarly, if he has an interest in drinking whiskey, v'shoseh, and he drinks the whiskey, and in order to take away from the sharpness of the whiskey, he eats a little bit of bread, or he eats a fruit, he makes a bracha only on the ikr, on the main food, V'al ha'tafel eino tzarech levarech lo lefanav v'lo la'acharav. On the tafel, he does not need to make a bracha before it or after it. Ki niftar bebracha sha'al ha'ikr, because it's exempted with the bracha on the ikr, on the main food. V'gam netilas yadayim eino tzarech. And also, it does not require netilas yadayim. What the kitzur means to say with that, if the person was having, in these cases, he's having herring or radish or whiskey, and he took a piece of bread to take away from the sharpness of those foods, even though bread normally requires hamotzi and netilas yadayim, requires washing, in this case where the bread is being used as a tafel, as a subordinate to the sharp food, the herring, the whiskey, he does not need to make a bracha on the bread, and he also doesn't even have to wash on the bread, because he's not eating the bread for itself, he's only eating it as a subordinate to the whiskey or the herring or the radish, the sharp food. This is the concept of Iker and Tafel, the way that the Mishnah in Brachos explains this concept. This is on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in Brachos. It says, Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, whenever a person has the ikr, the main food, and with it he eats the secondary food, he makes a bracha on the ikr, on the main food, and he exempts the tefela, the secondary food. The example the Kitzur is giving here is what the Rambam calls a tefela she'ena murevis. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. This is a tefela she'ena murevis. The tefel is not mixed with the ikar. He's not eating the two foods together as one dish. He's eating them one after the other. First he eats the sharp food, the maliach, the herring, or the tznon, the radish, or the whiskey, and because he wants to dull the sharpness, he eats his other foods. That's one example of a tofel. It's a tfeila she'inu murevis. He's taking something as an after effect of the ikur of the main food. He makes a bracha on the main food. That would exempt this other food taken afterwards to dull the effects of the first food. So the kitzur continues in Halacha Beis. V'davka imochel es ha'ikur tchila. This is only where he ate the ikur first. That which the ikur could exempt the tofel, the main food could exempt the secondary food. It's only if he ate the ikur, the main food, first. V'achar kach es ha'tofel. And afterwards he eats the tofel. As opposed to a case where he ate the tofel first, that's going to be in Halacha Gimel. We'll see, he would make a bracha on the tofel. So again, in Halacha Beis we're saying that which the ikur, the main food, could exempt the tofel, the secondary food, if only if he ate the ikur first, the main food first, and then afterwards he ate the tofel. Also, the kitzur adds, ubisha'a shabirech ala ikur, at the time he made a bracha on the ikur, hayadato le'echol gamis ha'tofel, he was intending to eat the tofel, that he knew when he drinks, for example, this whiskey, he's going to have to take a cracker after he drinks the whiskey. Oshu ragel bakach, or it's something which is his custom. Customarily, whenever he drinks whiskey, he'll take cracker or bread, something to dull the effects of the whiskey. Dahavi ki'ilu haisa da'ata bakach. That would be like he had intention. If a person customarily will take a cracker after whiskey, even though he didn't have specific intention to eat that cracker, that's like he had intention to eat the cracker because that's something he always does. So in order for the ikur, in order for the main food to be potter, to exempt the tofel, the secondary food, he had to have intention when he made the bracha on the ikur to exempt the tofel, to exempt the secondary food. The kitzur adds one more condition. V'ochel es ha'tofel ba'oso ma'amad. It has to be that he's eating the tofel in that area, in that place. La'afuke imholach b'entayim l'cheder acher, as opposed to where he went in between to a different room. She'oz tzoruch levorech dam al ha'tofel. Then he would need to make a bracha also on the tofel. The kitzur is referring to the halacha of Shini Makom. He talked about this in Simen Nun, Sif Yud Gimel. The opinion of the kitzur was, if a person eats in one room, that halacha doesn't have to do with ikur v'tofel. That's a general rule in Hilchos Brachos. Let's say a person was eating fruit in one room, then he decides he's going to eat in a different room. According to the kitzur, the fruit he eats in the second room would need a new bracha, because there was a shini makom, he had changed his place. We talked about in Siman Nun, that halacha Yud Gimel, that according to some opinions, just changing his room would not necessarily be shini makom, but I have to actually leave the house. But whatever you would consider shini makom, whatever is considered to be a different place, just like that would apply to regular halachas of brachos, if a person was eating fruit in one room and he changed to a different room, he would need a new bracha on the second room where he's eating the fruit. The same would apply here. Let's go back to the case of ikur v'tofel. He was eating, let's say, whiskey with a cracker, and drank the whiskey in one room. He ate the cracker in a different room. That since the kitzur considers that to be a shini makom, he would have to make a bracha also on the tofel. So what the kitzur is saying over here is that in order for the ikur, in order for the main food to be put to the tofel, to exempt the tofel, it has to be that he had intention for the tofel. He knew when he ate the ikur that he was going to eat the tofel, or he normally eats the tofel. He normally, his custom is to eat the tofel. That's like he had intention to eat it. And also he's eating the tofel in the same place as the ikur without having a shini makom, without changing his place. In terms of the understanding of ikur v'tofel, there's an important point in this halacha. We see from this halacha that when a person has an ikra and a tafel, the understanding is not that the tafel does not require a bracha. It's not that the tafel doesn't need a bracha. Because if the tafel wouldn't need a bracha, even if he didn't have intention for it, and even if he changed the place he was eating, if a tafel doesn't require a bracha, so then why would he make a bracha on the tafel in the second place, or the tafel that he wasn't planning on eating? We see from here the understanding of ikra v'tafel, when he has the main food and the secondary food, that the bracha on the ikra exempts the tafel. It so to speak, covers the tafel. The same way when a person is eating two types of fruit, he's eating apples and oranges, he makes a bracha on the apple, that sort of covers the oranges. Also, when he makes a bracha on the ikra, and he's having a tafel, the bracha on the ikra will exempt the tafel. It sort of covers the tafel. But it would only cover it if, A, he had intention for it, and B, he ate it in the same makom as the ikra. If he didn't have intention, or he was mishana makom, he changed his place between the ikra and the tafel, now the bracha on the ikra, the bracha on the main food, cannot exempt the tafel, and the tafel would require a bracha. Let's see halacha gimel. V'chein. Another example where a person would make a bracha on a tafel. In halacha beis, we were saying if he didn't have intention for the tafel, or if he was mishana makom, if he changed his place, he'd make a bracha on the tafel. So another example that a person would make a bracha on the tafel. So again, v'chein im ochem atchila es ha-tafel. If he ate the tafel first, v'achar kach es ha-ikr, and then he ate the ikr. The Kitzur gives the following example. Kigon shorotze lishtos yayin o yayin saraf. Like a person wants to drink wine, or he wants to drink whiskey. Ukidei shelo lishtos aliba reikana. In order not to eat with an empty stomach, he wants to have something in his system before he drinks the wine or the whiskey. Ochel tchila ezer davar katan. He first eats something small. Tzarech levarech gam al ha-tafel. In such a case, he would need to make a bracha on the tafel. Since he's eating the tafel first, before the ikur, he would have to make a bracha on the tafel. So let's say he's having whiskey. He wants to have a little bit of a cracker before he drinks the whiskey. So if he eats that cracker before he drinks the whiskey, he would have to make a bracha on the cracker, even though it's a tafel. The Kitzur continues. Amnam, however, kevan shuhurak tafelata, since it's only a tafel, it's only a secondary food to the ikra, to the main food, yesh omrim diyard mi brachasa. There are those that say that it's lowered from its bracha, it gets downgraded from its bracha. Ve'ein mevarchan olav rak shehakol. One would only make the bracha of shehakol. Ve'yesh chokin, there are those that argue. The kids are saying the following concept. When a person has a ikra and a tafel, and he's eating the tafel first, so therefore the tafel would require a bracha. There are those that say that the tafel would not get brachas ha-ra'uyala, it would not get its regular bracha, it would get the bracha of shehakol. So let's say in this example where he's eating the cracker before he drinks the whiskey, even though normally the cracker would be a mezonos, but because the cracker is being used as a tafel, it would not get the bracha of mezonos, it would get the bracha of shehakol. The Bir HaLacha and the Mishnah Berurah's commentary, the Bir HaLacha in Siman Reish Yud Beis, he explains the concept that when, let's take the example of the cracker, when would a cracker get the bracha of mezonos? When the cracker is being eaten for itself. But where the cracker is being eaten for some other purpose, not for itself, but rather to enable him to drink the whiskey, it loses its chashivas, it loses its importance, and because it's not being used for itself, but rather for something else, it doesn't have the chashivas, the importance of being a mezonos, and would sort of be downgraded to getting the bracha of shehakol. And like the Kitzur says, there are those that argue. This is a machlokas, is our argument in the poskim. Some would say that no, even if it's not eaten for itself, as long as he's eating the cracker and it's not exempted by the ikur, let's say he's eating the cracker before he drinks the whiskey, he would have to make the bracha mizonos. So this is a machlokas, is a difference of opinion among the poskim. The same thing would apply to not the example of a cracker, but let's say he is having a fruit or some other food before he was drinking. The example of the Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah, he talks about garine gudganios. He has seeds of different fruits. He has, let's say, raisin seeds, and he wants to drink, but he wants to eat these seeds before he drinks. The halacha of seeds we talked about in Siman Nun Beis. In Siman Nun Beis halacha Yoda talks about seeds that are sweet. The bracha would be ha'adama. So if a person wanted to eat these seeds, he would make the bracha of ha'adama. If he was eating the seeds only because he wanted to have wine afterwards, so according to the opinion that it loses its regular bracha, it would, so to speak, be downgraded from the bracha of ha'adama to the bracha of shehakol. So those are the two opinions in this halacha. When the tuffel is eaten in a way that it would require a bracha, like this example where the tuffel is eaten before the ikur, there's a difference of opinion. Is the bracha shehakol, or is the bracha bracha saru'uya lo, the bracha of, in the case of the cracker mizornos, in the case of the fruit seeds, would be ha'adama. The kitzur finishes. In order to remove himself from the doubt from this halachic discussion, if the bracha is shahakol or bechasa haru'iyolo, the regular bracha of that food, yishte techila kitzas mina ikr, he should first drink a little bit of the ikr, he should drink a little bit of the whiskey. Vivarach olav lifteres ha'tafel, he would make a bracha on it to exempt the tafel. So in order to get out of the question, when he's eating the cracker just for the sake of the whiskey, and he eats the cracker before the whiskey, because that's a question, what bracha he would make on the cracker, what he should do is drink some of the whiskey first, and then he'll eat the cracker. That would be considered to be a tafel to the whiskey once he started eating the whiskey, started drinking the whiskey. The example the kitzur is giving is he's having wine or whiskey, and he wants to eat something first not to have an empty stomach. I think there's other practical examples of this. Let's say a person is having cake, and he has a frosting on the cake. So normally a person who eats cake with frosting, the frosting is a tafel. The main thing is the cake. If you make mizonos on the cake, that would exempt the frosting. But let's say he takes some of the frosting first, before he starts eating the cake, the halacha would be he would have to make a bracha on the frosting. In that example that I'm giving, there would be no question about the bracha. The bracha on frosting would definitely be shahakol. So he would just make shahakol on the frosting. And afterwards, when he's ready to eat the cake, he would make a mizonos on the cake. But the rule is, whenever the tafel is eaten before the ikur, if the subordinate food is eaten before the ikur, before the main food, he would make a bracha on the tafel. You have this question, if the normal bracha of that food is something higher than shahakol, it's mizonos or ha'etz, ha'adama, would you make that bracha saru yalo? So in a case where the normal bracha of that food is not shahakol, it's mizonos, ha'etz, ha'adama, whatever the bracha is, he should ideally avoid eating it before the ikur. He should ideally eat the ikur first and then eat the tafel after the ikur. Let's see halacha dalid. Im kavanoso lishnehem, if a person intends to eat two foods, let's say there's no ikur and tafel, rather these two foods that he's eating together, kigon shehu shose yayin sarif, like a person who's drinking whiskey, v'ochel gamine kisnin v'duvshanin, a person is drinking whiskey and he's eating cakes or honey cakes, different pastries. Kitzur brings the Yiddish honey kuchen, is honey cake, omer kachas, or a cooked fruit dish, v'kedome, something that goes well with the drink that he's drinking. So he's drinking and eating at the same time. He's eating the cake, drinking the whiskey at the same time. Tzorach levarich al shneihem, he needs to make a bracha on both. There's no clear ikur and tafel over here. He's doing two things at the same time. He's eating and drinking at the same time, and each food would require its own respective bracha. The kitzur continues. Vivarich tchila al kisnin, he should make the bracha first on the kisnin, on these pastries, on these cakes, al hamir kachas, or on the cooked fruit, shehem chashuvim, because they are chashuv, they are more important. Ve'achar kach mevarech al hayayin sarif. And afterwards, he would make the bracha on the whiskey. The kiss is referring to the halachos in Siman Nun Hey, which Bezos Hashem will see about kedima bebrachos, what's the order of precedence in brachos. And generally, if a person has a bracha, which is more chashuv, more important than shehakol, he has the mizonos, which is the case of these cakes, or a ha'etz, which is the case of the fruit, because mizonos or ha'etz are more chashuv, more important than the bracha of shehakol, they would have kedima, they would have precedence to the bracha of shehakol, and a person would make the bracha on the cake or the fruit first, and then he would make the bracha shehakol on the whiskey. The kitzur continues, u'mikol shekein, im ochel pas kisnin. Certainly, if he's eating a cake or a pastry, v'shoze gamkein kafe, which is like the English coffee, he's drinking coffee with his cake, shetzarech levarech al shenehem, he needs to make a bracha on both of them. Tanu techila ala paskis. And first, he would make the bracha on the cake or the pastry that he's having. V'yachar kach ala kafe. Then he'd make a bracha on the coffee. Sharei kavanasa l'shneim, because his intention is for both. If a person is eating and drinking at the same time, the kitzur is coming to say we don't look at it that he's doing one thing, that he's having this drink sort of to wash down his food, and we don't look at it that the drink is a tofel to the food. Rather, he's doing two things. He's eating and drinking at the same time. He'd make the bracha on the mizonos, and then he'd make a shahakol on the whiskey or the coffee he's having at the same time as the mizonos or the fruit dish. That would be a ha'itz. Let's see halacha hey. Shinei minim shnizbashlu yachad. You have two types of food that were cooked together. Im kol min muvdal la'atzmo, if each min, if each type of food is separate on its own right, mevarech al kol min bifnei atzmo bracha ru'uyolo, he would make a bracha on every min, on every type of food, the proper bracha. So if you have two foods that are distinct, he makes a bracha on each food separately. So let's give an example. This is according to the opinion of the kitzur. A person has a fruit salad. Let's say he has grapes and he has melon in the fruit salad. So the bracha of grapes is ha'etz, the bracha of the melon is ha'adama. If each one is distinct, even though they're all in the same fruit salad, the kitzur's opinion is a person would make a separate bracha on each one. And we'll talk about a different opinion in a minute. The kitzur continues. However, if they were mashed and they became mixed together, they became crushed together, and now they're not clearly identifiable as being two different foods, then we will go after the rove, after the majority, whichever one is the rove, is the majority, that would be the main one. Umavarchan Allah, you'd make the bracha on that. Vashini nifter. And the second one would be exempted. So let's go back to this example we're giving of the fruit salad. If you had distinct pieces of, let's say, grapes or oranges, and also distinct pieces of melon, according to the opinion of the kitzur, he would make two brachas. But if one chopped all those pieces into small pieces, he has not just a puree, small pieces of grape and small pieces of melon, and it's all mixed together, and they're not clearly identifiable as two different types of food, then you would go after the majority. You would look at which one constitutes the majority of this dish. You make a bracha on the majority, and that would be called the ikra, that would be called the main one, the main food. That would exempt the tofel. This is, in the terminology of the Rambam, this is called a tefela mu'reves. Again, the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, this is a tefela mu'reves. The tefel is mixed with the ikur, as opposed to the cases at the beginning of the siman where he ate the ikur, he ate, let's say, the radish or the herring, and afterwards he takes a cracker, where the tefel is not mixed with the ikur. He didn't eat it at the same time as the ikur. In this case, where it's all one dish, the tefillah is mixed with the ikkar. Where he has these two types of food that are mixed together in a dish, and they're not recognizable as being distinct on their own right. If you look at it, whichever one is the rov, whichever one is the majority, that's considered the ikkar, and the miyat, the minority, is considered to be a tefillah. The kitzur continues. However, if one of them is from the five types of grain, the five species of grain that again are wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt, even though that would be the minority of the dish, that would be the main part of the dish. So let's say, for example, a person had a soup with noodles, even though the noodles didn't constitute the majority of the soup, but the bracha would be mizonos on the dish, on the soup, because it has noodles which are mizonos. And the rule is, whenever the mizonos is in the mixture, even though it's a minority of the mixture, that would be considered the ikkar. That whatever has, any dish that has, from the chameshes midagon, the five types of grain that get the bracha mizonos, then they would be automatically be considered the ikkar. So what the kitzur is saying over here is that the halachas of ikkar and tefillah by a mixture are the following. If the two meaning the two types of food are recognizable, he would make two brachos. If they're not recognizable, like they're mashed together, if neither one is mizonos, you would look at the majority, whichever one is the majority of the dish. If one of them is mizonos, even though it's the minority, the ikkar would be considered the one which is the mizonos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down another opinion about ikkar and tefillah in a mixture. Let's go back to the example of the fruit salad. Again, you'd have, let's say, grapes and melon. The Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that as long as it's mixed together as a fruit salad, for example, and it's eaten as one dish, that would also be considered to be a situation of an ikkar and tefillah. They only make one bracha. A person would only make the bracha of, let's say, in the example of the fruit salad, whichever one is the rov. So let's say he has mainly melon and a little bit of grapes, even though you can see the grapes, they're recognizable. The opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is that one would only make a bracha on the rov. Let's say in that example, he would make a bracha on the melon. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, as long as it's eaten together as one dish, then he would look at whichever one is the majority, you make a bracha on that, that would exempt the minority, even though the two meaning the two types of food are recognizable. So that's a difference of opinion here. Again, the kitzur would say if they're recognizable, you make two brachos. The Mishnah Berurah would say if it's eaten as one dish, you would make one bracha. Nevertheless, you could still have a case that something which is very recognizable, even the Mishnah Berurah, I think, would agree you would make its own bracha. The brachos books I've seen give the following example. Let's say a person is having spaghetti and meatballs. The meatballs are very distinct. They're distinct meatballs. And he eats them separately from the spaghetti, even though they're served on the same plate. But there, the Mishnah Berurah would agree. If you have a distinct meatball on top of a dish of spaghetti, he would make a bracha shehakol, that meatball. If it would be like a meat sauce, let's say chopped meat in very small pieces, which is mixed into the spaghetti, then he would just make a bracha on the spaghetti. The meat sauce is not considered to be its own entity, but if it's a big meatball, a very distinct meatball, then it seems to be that the modern post can look at that as being its own food. He's eating two foods at the same time. He makes a mizonos on the spaghetti and charcoal on the meatball.